Well, do you all know Triple J? Resident new developing assistant to Andy Peatling. My name is Mike Pratt, and I'm just a BP user, really, hacker, everything else. But I've been hacking around with it since these guys started in early alpha, and I'll tell you what I'm up to when I do. You're looking at my development site, which is just, I don't really theme it much. I just, it's where I test everything and before I send it live. First question I want to ask is, how many people are running GraryPress live or in a development environment right now?
Okay, good. So we're pretty newbie then, right?
Of the ones running BuddyPress, you feel really comfortable with it, or you really want to stay basic?
Still really learning.
To
get it to do what I want.
Sure. Okay. Then my first thought is I'm going to kind of stick to some conceptual BP stuff, and we'll talk about that. And this guy is the really uber technical one if we want to get down and dirty on technical questions, where we can go back and forth. I don't want to pontificate or go on and on, but I would tell you that you will save yourself a ton of heartache if you try and put some thought into what you're trying to build before you just start playing with BuddyPress. Playing is fine and it's all great. I love to download plugins and see how they work, etc. But I save myself a lot of heartache by taking a look at BuddyPress, then stepping back and going, okay, what do I want to achieve? Now, how does that translate into what I did? I went to West Point, and it's a small community of graduates. There's about 30,000 living graduates at West Point right now. So I already know my max community size is 30,000. But there's nothing out there right now that helps us graduates, which you can imagine are a very close group of people. And we already have this natural affinity. There's a grad in the...
The other
Navy?
Navy,
you can go to 8150 and just how funny is that? Nice win yesterday. This guy could attest to it as well. It's a natural affinity group, so I already knew that I didn't have to build the affinity of the group. What my challenge was is that nothing existed in order to promote and get people engaging and doing things that I knew they already wanted to do. So that's what I tried to build, and I sat back and said, what about the construction of a BuddyPress site lends itself in every way, shape, and facet to that engagement, promoting that engagement? If it doesn't, then it's second on my list of important stuff. And everything I do really speaks to that. Believe it or not, the hacks that we make into BuddyPress, you might think are the most trivial, and I'm sure Andy sometimes doesn't even think of it because he's developing core functionality. But the littlest hacks have made the biggest difference on getting engagement to go from here to here on a particular facet. So like I said, the more thought into what do I really want to achieve? And of the affinity group that I'm trying to promote and create in a community for, what do they need? And what might make them interact versus not interact? That will help steer how you build things. Okay.
To touch on that,
please.
Like, BuddyPress out of the box is kind of a lot like WordPress, how it works, is that everything is very like on an even keel together. You know, there's nothing that stops you from using WordPress to just make a bunch of pages. It doesn't even have to be a blog. You can just page your way through it, or you can have a bunch of posts. You can be very blog specific and not even have any pages. BuddyPress is kind of that same way, but there's more components. So you have a groups element, and you have private messaging, and you can add each other as friends and have status updates, but they're all kind of, you go to one place and you do the thing, you go to the next place and you do the thing, you go to the next place and you do the thing. And touch on what Mike said is that, you know, the idea behind it, I think, is to pick the part of it that you think will be the most useful, and then build your theme or build your website kind of around that element that encompasses it. You know, if you've ever been to, like, I've used this before, but if you've been to, like, meetup.com ever, you can look at how that website looks and say, okay, they have an activity stream. Everything is about groups. A group can have a forum. Those are all things that BuddyPress, it's what it does, you know. And then you can look at status updates, and then you can look at how the wire works. And you can say, okay, well, this is like, it's kind of like a Twitter. You know, you can talk back and forth and update your status. It shows up on your feed. You can pick and choose which element of your site that you think your community wants, and then just theme it around those things. If it's like a forum, it's like a support forum, it's forum-centric, and you just change up the way that the group forums look to look more like a forum instead of looking like a group up, because it's just a forum inside of a box or a group, you know. So when you start assembling a site, it's not any different than when you decide to use WordPress. It's, am I going to have content, pages, or how am I going to lay that out? It's the same thought process.
Now, depending on your familiarity with WordPress and WordPress MU and all that, and I'm not talking about the install process and all that, but what I'm really talking about are some of the logical constructs on how it works, like the blog concept. You know, what do I want to do with a blog? That can also dictate, and I'll give you an example. So one thing we thought about was, okay, we've got 30,000 graduates. I don't think they really want to come to a place where they can create their own blog. That's not what they're looking to do. They're looking to engage with each other. But that said, I said, well, what can I use the blogs for? You know, how do I use that concept? So for example, you see right here where on the menu I've got blogs, or I've got blog, excuse me. And then over here, we've got something called the poop deck, which, aside from its name, is just it's an old part of a castle sitting inside the dining facility, which is where announcements are made. It's 200 years old, and poop is considered information that's distributed to the Corps cadets. And so the poop deck is a logical construct that they're like, yeah, that's for announcements. And so I created a poop deck announcements widget to just show headliners, okay? And this is an old style. I've actually condensed it even more because it ended up looking too much like blog posts. And I used a blog for that. I created a separate blog, and I'll show you when I go to it. Actually, I won't go to it right now because I'll show you, I'll get to something else that I did. But it's at mjpratt.com/poopdeck. Now, the users don't know, don't care, and it doesn't matter to them that it's actually a blog, okay? They just think when they go to it, they're submitting a post, which is an announcement. All the users do it, and it's actually worked out great. So there's a good example of how I used something in the framework to make what I wanted to work, and they don't know the difference. We also have a blog. Yes, ma'am.
Since when you go to the other site...
What do you mean, the other site?
I mean, when it shows up, is poop deck like a category? Like, you know how on like a normal WordPress blog, if someone went to click on something, is poop deck... Does it just show up as like a category? Or
I'm going to show you it live.
Are you
the answer is no.
Are you familiar with like WordPress MU? Have you touched it?
I use WordPress. I'm creating a community site, and I want to meet. I literally want to call like community bulletin board.
Sure.
And what he's talking about, poop deck, is exactly how I want people to put up information, and there will be a category on the website that says community bulletin board.
Right.
And what I was thinking about when I got here was going to, you know, multi-user, and then, but they're changing multi-user or something, or...
Don't worry about that. You'll
okay, do you see this? This is my live site, okay? Here's the poop deck. Wait, Lisa Steptoe created who's a classmate of mine, created an announcement a couple weeks ago or last week right here. Her company launched a healthcare training curriculum, okay? It shows up on this poop deck widget, all right? If I go to the poop deck, which you see now, I use the subfolder concept, not the subdomain, because this is important. I chose this concept because poopdeck.buglenotes.com would only serve to confuse my users. But they understand what it means when they're at buglenotes.com/poopdeck. Okay? So here I am. And you know what it is? It's just a blog. And here they are. Here are all the blog posts. Okay? They don't know the difference. The menu and the header are all the same. I created literally, once I had my main theme, I duped it over, all right, and tweaked a few things and said, I called it the poop deck theme and chose it for that blog. Users have no clue that that's going on. Yes.
Now I saw that you signed in. If you didn't sign in, could you not see this?
No, in my case, I've made it public. We have a model on our site where we consider ourselves like C-SPAN, okay? Mm-hmm. Meaning you can watch, but you can't participate. So, and that's served our model well because we didn't want it to be, when everything was purely private, it tends to like allow the flamers to go crazy. We wanted the antiseptic of sunlight to take charge and have people put out stuff that they'd be proud of in public, but we limit who can participate, i.e. you have to be a grad.
Okay, so how do you deal with membership and permissions and stuff like that? Is it manually you?
Permissions to do what?
To become a member of this.
Oh, right now it's me. But it's easy because I have a relatively limited subset to check against. And it's funny, in a year that we've been live, we've had maybe 10 people, all Russian, try to join, and I deleted them.
But I mean, I assume that they, West Point won't give you the list of 30,000.
I have grads. I haven't sent it out to them because I'm not. I'm in like this kind of. We have 1,000 members. I'm not ready to go Uber live right now with it. I'm still semi testing. But when we do announce it, yeah, West Point's actually blessed us, which is crazy.
Oh, that's
well, they blessed us because they don't think it's that big of a deal.
That's awesome.
Which is ironic. So it's like they don't care. So that sure.
So you just check it manually against the list to see if, you know, Joe Schmo was class of.
Now, there's something you bring up. It's interesting because every graduate's given a number, and that database exists too. And we think one day we may go into the enter your grad number. It's called a column number, and do a verification that way. But right now, I'm trying to make it easy to join.
Yeah.
So I haven't been there.
How do you prevent spammers or somebody? You know, if for my site, I wanted to be open to the public, but you know, I don't want spammers. I guess who are like.
Conceptually, it's easier for me because I know that there's a limited set of graduates to check against. For you, where you're, and this is important, if you're creating a community where you're like, hey, I have a topic I think people want to rally around, but I don't know who they are, they're going to come to me, you have the additional problem of determining whether they're for real. There's obviously all the spam checkers and things to look at that, and but yeah, it's a little bit of an issue.
There's a plugin called Sabre, I think, S-A-B-R-E, which is a thing which it goes through. You can put in all these little tests and checks that will knock out all the bots and stuff. They have to like solve mathematical problems and all this kind of thing.
And what I try to tell people, which I mean, it depends on your setup and what you want, like what your expectations are for your website. But the way that WordPress MU kind of works is that when you register for a website or any website that uses MU, instead of just instantly being on and being good and there you are and you're in. And you have settings that you can say, like, this person, like, when you sign up, you get a blog immediately. Or you don't get a blog at all. Or you can only start a blog once you have been, like, a confirmed member. And what happens is, like, when the activation email goes out, if they don't click it, that sign-up will eventually get purged out. So, like, as long as they don't click on somehow that bot, hit that email, and activate their account, then you'll get the sign-up. Okay, somebody signed up for my site, they're not going to do anything. So if that bot clicks that email and activates themselves, then what I say is if you're really worried about spam, then just don't have a blog on sign-up. Wait until they have confirmed themselves as a member, and then they can go create a blog, and then they can make one.
Or even then, if you want to add something which is actually contextual, you could put in literally, and how much you make it a pain in the butt to join is directly related to your level of spammers. You're making a gardening site for gardeners, and you may put in a tell me why you love gardening, and then you know you're going to filter out all the spam bots that way. Just as an example, yeah.
When you have the announcement sections, what does the front end look like when the?
Oh, you're better than a plant. That is so the perfect segue to what I was about to say. We talked about this a little bit. I see Andy showed up. In the future, there's going to be posting from the front end, and whenever it happens, it happens. And it's funny you say that because I'm using a blog for an announcement section, and that obviously says it's not really like posting blogs. People aren't taking hours and writing drafts and all that stuff like that. I wanted to make it simpler, but the back end threw people, particularly the older graduates, who were like, well, where did I just go? So I'm toying, and I'm literally started this before I just got down here this weekend, with, you know, here's an example as a workaround that I'm going to try. The P2 theme that Matt and the WordPress folks developed is for live instant blogging from the front end. And it actually, let me show you something. I've installed it here. I'm using it unskinned. This is exactly how it comes out of the box. I'm going to have to change it, add my header back in, and, you know, fix some colorization, stuff like that. But look at this. This is a perfect example of why any theme works in BuddyPress. I just said, Poop Deck, my theme is P2. And here I have it. Now watch. Poof. Coolness.
We have poop.
Yeah. And now look. Test Poop Deck post. I will make that theme. I'll just go in and tweak it up a little bit so that the user has no clue that they're in another blog with another theme like that. It just looks like a pretty little entry form. P2 is the name of the theme. that was, it's a WordPress built theme. I don't know if Matt built it or somebody else, but it's, you can, if you Google it, you'll find it. It's in the repository and download it, add it, activate it, and you're good.
What you just made, that would solve my problem. Like, instead of everybody emailing me stuff, they could just like copy and paste something in that form thing, whatever, and that's it.
Again, like, you know, we have various things. Now, blog posts, we thought about, well, maybe we should moderate them because they're more, it's more thoughtful, and maybe we want to, you know, make sure they're all going to the right places, that kind of thing. You know, this we don't moderate. We want it to be like, you know, you got an announcement, poof it out there, and it's good to go. And it's been a big hit. The better styled version, of course.
What are you using, plugin for the specific announcements for that blog?
What do you mean?
What are you using?
This widget?
That widget's not part of
anything. No. But it is this is the beauty of it. You know, if you're not a coder, you don't have to start everything from scratch. You can go in and take an existing widget, tweak it a little bit, name it your own, and guess what? You have a poop deck announcement widget. So I went in and because I know I didn't need to reinvent the wheel, whether I could or not, and I took the blog post widget, restyled it, changed the loop to make sure I was providing the information I wanted it to provide, added it in there and dragged it on, and I'm good to go. I know that may intimidate some folks, and you know it takes some playing around with and getting used to, but you know, you don't have to be like code from scratch person to do more a lot of things, if you believe it or not.
Are you gonna put that up in like the repo? I guess I could
put this widget up there, but sometimes I wonder, is there anything special about this widget? I mean,
doesn't have to be special,
you know?
It's useful.
Poop deck widget. Yeah.
Poop
widget.
I could call it it's just kind of like, it's really just a trimmed down recent blog post widget. And so, yeah, I could put it up, sure.
Well, and as MU and as people start to become more familiar with it, you'll see a lot more like multi-blog related widgets and plugins and stuff that will do exactly that. Yeah, maybe somebody will want to pull a bunch of blog posts from one blog and pull them on to another. That's exactly what that does, you know?
Before I show you one other thing, though, were there any other questions along this track? This events on the top right here is Erwin Garrett's plugin, which is I highly recommend. Just keep paying attention to. It's really, really close to being released for live use. It's at your own risk right now. I have not gone live with it, although I probably would feel comfortable.
What's the official name?
BP Events. And it is trying to become the Facebook events model, basically. It's to allow members, and I put one in here for the, I just created one called Army Navy Tailgate, okay? And I'll go into the event, and here it is, and date, time. Frankly, if he doesn't, I'm probably going to tweak it to be like, you know, an event doesn't have members in my mind, it has attendees. Those types of things, I would tell you, can make all the difference in how your engagement level works on your site, because you'll have people going like, what does it mean to be a member of an event? You know, you're going to get those. I know Andy doesn't get those level of complaints by any stretch, but that's your domain to tweak and change and say, well, what works for my users? But yeah, this looks like it's going to be a great plugin, because it's got, you can comment on it. Eventually, obviously, you'll be able to add photos for the event and all sorts of stuff, send invites, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And he has a events directory right here, obviously taking a cue from just the standard BuddyPress directory methodology. So there's lots of stuff that can really add usefulness to your site. What else? Anyway, where else do you want to go? Yes,
is that associated with the calendar, the events?
He has a calendaring function. That's the one thing he hasn't released yet, which will show events on a calendar and will allow you to mess around with that. I think there's a calendar widget he's going to provide, which may or may not be useful, because, I mean, how much information can you get onto a widget of a calendar? You can either color the numbers or not.
I believe with an older version he had one, but when we moved to to BuddyPress 1.1, the plugin was not 100% compatible right away. So I think he ditched the calendar while he rewrote it. So I think I think he's going to put that back in soon.
The other thing he's got to put back in is, and I think he's dumped GeoPress, so for another plugin, but is a Google Maps plugin for the location of the event. around stuff like this. This is important to me because I know the moment that I introduce this, it will foster engagement, you know, kind of thing. Another thing, our plugin we're scratching with right now, we haven't really figured out a way to go with it, but is an event, is a plugin that for us, that allows graduates to see who's near them, you know, and associate by geographic proximity. One thing that this is also important, let me go into a profile. Okay, I didn't fill that out. Hold on, let me go into the edit. Okay. We added fields, pre-populated fields for class year. For a cadet company, every cadet has a company, regiments 1 through 4, companies A through I, and you stay with that company, and there's a real affinity naturally formed by that company. We auto-join them. We wrote a plugin, and that plugin is on the repository to have in the sign-up process. One moment.
Is your plugin public for everybody?
Yeah. We require class year and cadet company along with birthday, which we don't do anything with yet, but I think we'll tie that into calendars and things like that as time goes on. And it auto-joins them to groups, which we've already pre-created. And, for example, here's one. This is just development, so there's not a ton of them, but here's a 1987 class group. You get auto-joined. Before we did that, you got to remember that if you have something where there's a large number of groups, so we have 80 classes, you know, from this year down to 1943 is the oldest living grad right now or something, and believe it or not, he joined. I just don't think he has a lot else going on right now in his world, and he's on the internet, so. 80 groups. The last thing on a user's mind might be, unless you say, hey, go ahead, make sure you join your group, and then they got to think to do it, and trust me, they weren't doing it that much. Auto-joining it, they immediately started going to the groups, so you may have a case where that makes a lot of sense. Sure.
Do you have any distinction between, like, these groups that they have this affinity for and groups that they might create on their own?
Oh, good question. Hold on. Yes, we do.
Before you do that, can you just tell me what you just talked about? Do you have a plugin that auto-joins them? Or
yes. It's a group auto-join plugin. I don't remember the exact name. It's okay. It's on the repository.
Okay, thanks.
All it does is, it in the back end, it gives you a menu item that allows you, and it'll show you a field, and then you'll pick the field and say, and you can actually put in wild cards. Mm-hmm. So for example, we do the field where it's just star night, you know, star class year. Mm-hmm. And when they pick their year, it auto-joins them to the group that you say to auto-join.
Okay.
Okay. And the wild card allows us, for example, because I have 80 groups, use me 87, use me 88, blah, blah, blah. And so, you know, you don't have to go through and map every single one.
Right.
What did I want to, we had your question.
The difference between like the groups of people.
Right. Let me show you something.
So we have, like, one category of groups is you work for a company or a record label, and then another is the New York chapter of this trade association that we're working with. Anybody who's in the trade association can join the New York chapter, but you can't join a company if you don't work for them.
The tools are all there. You construct it in order to meet the process that you think needs to be in place. So that's a combination of whether you're going to moderate the joining of the group, whether it's going to be a site administrator moderates the joining of the group, or you're going to allow someone to create their own group and then moderate the joining, or whether you'll leave it as a free-for-all. You know, we have a combination of all of them, actually. So let me show you. Here's the live site. So group 1987 has 211 members, okay? Each cadet is a member of a company, as I told you. So here's E4 and D2. The 12th man I created these groups, and I moderate them. All right? 12th man training table is just a nutrition group for grads that are interested in training and nutrition. It wasn't created by me. It was created by a grad, and it's moderated completely by him. So I don't kind of get involved with that. And it's one of the most popular groups, or in terms of activity. It's always busy.
So can someone moderate groups without being an admin of the site?
Yes, you're the group admin.
Yeah.
That's the beauty of it.
Yeah, if you create the group, then you're as good as the site admin for that group. You can ban people, or you can join them in.
And if the group goes nuts, is it easy to shut them down?
Sure.
And you could, I mean, you could push the button and delete the whole group and blow it all out of there, too, if it was something that you just didn't approve of and don't want it on your site or whatever else.
Hey, you know what? I'm sorry.
Oh, and there's three sets, like three different ways to create a group. It's public, private, and hidden. So you can make a completely hidden group that if you're not part of, you don't even see. It doesn't show up on the list.
That's great.
You know, it's not even part of it. So it's like a system group in a way.
Okay.
If you need to group people together for yourself, it looks exactly like a group, but if you're not in it, you don't even know it's there.
Here's something that kind of subtly showed up, and I don't know why I wasn't paying attention to it, but it turned out, because as a builder of a community, you're going to be focused on building the community, and you're going to sometimes forget that you got to moderate the community and see how it's evolving and let that guide your decisions. And I look in here one day, and I'm like, check this out up there. I'm like, wow, admin options. I didn't realize that was there. And I can mess around with every single user as an admin. That's power that could be abused. But what I use, and you look, market as spammer. What I do it as, sometimes you're going to get users that, I kind of like to keep things looking good and pretty because a lot of our users are not savvy, all right? So we, for example, don't show username throughout the site because guys are, you know, I joke from Transformers, you know, ladiesman269 or whatever. I don't want, ladiesman269 just became a friend with, you know, Dork Monster, you know, blah, blah, blah. Because it just, guys are like, who's Dork Monster? And I know on the web, you know, sometimes you like to have that identity and leave it at that. But on our niche, first name, last name means everything. I'm going to show you something that actually, it's a behavior that started happening, and we're going to do something with it. And that is, this guy, Basil Wilder joined. He's class of 96. He created his display name, which we left in there as, you know, James Montgomery likes to change it to Jim Montgomery, okay? But he puts his full name in. Basil added his class year on there because he just wanted it to be identified that way. And we've gotten some emails from users saying it would be awesome if everybody, because we already have their class, we're going to actually attach just the last two of their class to the display everywhere across the site. So it's going to be Mike Pratt 87. And that way I can go back and take 96 out of his display name and leave it as such. And that will have a big, powerful one because classes across the ages interacting with each other also has a powerful effect. And people are like, wow, check that, you know, that really old dude interacting with the new grad kind of thing. So,
that could be dicey.
What's that?
I'm just thinking of Carl 97 interacting with Mary 1982. Whatever, you know
yeah.
what I mean.
Yeah. But again, people sometimes don't give a lot of thought to it. Understanding your community or where you think your community is going to go can be a huge factor in how you guide the behavior of them and what you let them do or what you not let them do. And all the tools are here in order to take it there.
Can I ask you, this might be but we don't really want people to just, this proof deck thing is great because we thought of assigning them to that. We don't really want them to have their own mods unless they apply for them and we think that what they're interested in writing about is what we want. Because it's a niche community, mm-hmm. you know? So we don't want somebody to sign up and start writing about bicycling. Maybe that's wrong. Maybe we'll change our mind from going down.
Well, let me ask real quick. I'm sorry to interrupt. What's the subject? Do you mind?
Every time I mention this, it's geeky, so I'll say it in general. I work for the OneRing.net, which is the Lord of the Rings movie site. And we have about, you know, 1,000+ registered users on a forum that, you know, dates back to the site. It's not really up to date. So I'm trying to build out this new way for blog to interact. But, you know, we've got crazy people who write fan fiction and stuff. We don't want to go there. It's a family-friendly site, so I don't want people just be able to sign up for a blog and start talking about how much they love this actor.
You know, you don't have to keep in mind that just you want people to create posts, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
You can have one blog for that.
Mm-hmm.
And then allow people to be authors on that blog, or you can let them all create their own blog.
Right.
It's your call. You know, and there's pros and cons for going in both directions.
Right. See, that approach I never thought about having a blog that kind of all were authors of, because that would solve some of it.
And you could make it so if you're a little bit concerned about content, you could make it a blog where you make it semi-easy to contribute postings, but you require a little bit of hand-holding before it goes out into the ether.
Right, so whatever. Having sort of signed up as contributors can do that?
Yeah, yeah, okay. you can say, you know, and matter of fact, there's plugins for it, and there's selections that you can make in the back end natively on what you want roles for people to have when they join the blog. As an example, real quick, I'm sorry. We, for the poop deck, we auto-assign the role of contributor, not author. I don't want people editing other people's text, not editor and like that, not admin, but we just make everybody. The moment you go there, you're a contributor, and that's it.
And you can do that, like, logistically, when you think of, like, the strength of one WordPress installation, how you have multiple users all posting in categories and doing that. Well, now, like, with multiple blogs, you have unlimited options. If you want to have a blog called Poop Deck and then start another blog, maybe for only grads of some sort.
Well, look up there. Do you see AI?
Right.
AI is our term, additional instruction. That's our government term for help.
Okay.
But every grad, you just say, you need some AI, they know exactly what you mean. That is, when I right there, that's help. They go there, and it's a blog.
Okay.
And I used it, and nobody can contribute to it. It's where our staff puts up pieces to help people.
Oh, sorry, we're running actually as a subdomain, too, because we have a main site that's sitting in
right.
The print. And I had asked if we could just turn off blogs altogether and mute and have it recognized, and I think
sure
it's a track ticket now.
Sure you can.
Yeah.
How far do things get pushed? I mean, we just went through a website conversion. Part of that was getting alumni for it, which is basically what you set up.
Yeah.
How far can that go?
Like, I'm planning on pushing it really far.
Can we push it into the, like, Ohio State? We're talking how big can it go?
Ask him.
That's a good question.
I know I have 30,000. I'm maxed out. Ohio State, a whole different story. You know, it's a good question. Probably, perhaps. I don't know. We have, for 1,000 members, that I would still call it, like, you know, late beta. It's live, and so they don't know that it's in beta, but it's nowhere near where I know it's going to be in the future. They're really active, and they've created 75,000 actions, site-wide activity actions, blog posts, comments, forum comments, topics, in just 6 months.
I think the best answer would be that when you look at BuddyPress.org, I mean, every user that's signed up for a WordPress account is part of BuddyPress.org. You sign right in, you can post, you can make a group, you can do all those actions. And, I mean, there's a million registered users all over the whole board of it. However many of those are active at any one given time, you know, a couple hundred here or there a day at the same time doing whatever. Obviously, they have the strength of the WordPress server behind them. But otherwise, I mean, it works, you know, just fine.
It's not the software.
Exactly.
Really?
It's the what?
Say that again.
I said it's not the software that will be the limit. It's the what you put it on the servers you use.
Right. And, like, a lot of the time what they say is to stay off of, like, a shared hosting plan, you know, that kind of thing. Just, they're going to get mad at you, you know, if you've got your basic, you know, $5 a month hosting package. They're just going to yell at you and say, get that off of it.
Think about it. If you're building a community, you already know that your objective is that you're going to be a busy community. That's what you want it to be, right? So, like, this is running on I own my own dedicated host. So, you know, so I can do what I want. I'm not sure I'd ever go share it for community building. Yeah.
Can you give any sort of boundaries or sense of administrative time associated with groups by size or by number of features that you have, number of components that you're using, to sort of give a sense of how do you have to plan at that end for what you want to do?
What do you mean by administrative time? The time I spend...
Yeah, whoever is monitoring these things and saying, oh, gee, you know, I want to make 96 or the year and all the names, I'm going to change this, I'm going to do that. Who wants to look at the posts in a certain area and check them out before they go in, or look at the names, the way you're talking about it, tweak things and manage to a certain extent.
Sure. Well, I keep, good question. I wanted it to be as much fire and forget as I could make it, for one. Every class has an administrator for the group. And they tend to moderate content. but there's not, believe it or not, the more niche and affinity like your community is, the less moderation really needs to happen. There's almost no content moderation going on because, you know, we tend to be good rule followers in our particular group, for one. But in terms of higher level administration and what groups look like and all that, I tend to control that, and no one has complained. They've made suggestions. It would be great if groups could do this or like this and that, but nobody's sitting there going, man, I really want to be able to tweak my own group layout and all that. They're not there to do that. So what I try to do is be as responsive as I can to make it as easy for them to engage. And frankly, I've got a pulse to follow. Are they engaging or not? You know? And little changes. I mean, little changes. Let me show you something. That's important. That will blow your mind.
While you're finding it, I think that like something, like when you have one blog and you're talking out to the world, you have your theme and you style it, and you have your blog, and it's just you as one thing. But when you start building a community of people, it could turn into a full time job. You know what I mean? I mean, you really could spend a lot of time adjusting to what people maybe think that they want to use, because you don't know. You don't. You end up reacting a little bit to whatever it is that you think works or helps your audience. So it's just however much that you can put into it is kind of.
How many questions do you get from people saying, I'd love this, I'd love that, what do you think about this?
Two or three a day. It's mind-numbing sometimes.
Yeah. Well, because each one of those could be a chunk of, you know.
That's part of the mantle you assume when you become a community builder. Yeah.
How much of this is livelihood and how much is hobby for you?
This is pure hobby.
Okay.
Pure hobby.
That's
yeah.
A lot of them. That's a big
one. I'm in the finance industry as a day job. Yeah, I do this at night.
No kids.
I have two boys. Four dogs.
What group were they in? Class of 20.
The knuckleheads group. Yes.
So with the on the homepage where you have the announcements and you have the two separate blogs with announcements and the help, can you pull content from both blogs into that one announcement widget?
Well, I guess you'd ask yourself, why would you want to? And if you want to have content from, you're saying that they're related enough that you want to put them? Yeah, sure,
well,
you can.
Well, let's say they have multiple blogs on the site. Let's say somebody has one particular blog on film. Somebody else has another blog on television. And you want to pull recent posts from both blogs into one?
The answer is yes. It's actually not that hard to do. A plugin would have to be written where you'd have to create the widget so that it pulled in content from two blog IDs.
The other thing you could do too is simplify it a little bit. There's multiple WordPress plugins out there just to pull in like RSS feeds. Take that feed from those two or three particular blogs, add them to that widget, and then just chronologically dump them out in that one specific place. That way you're not running a bunch of back and forth in all these blogs trying to pull all this data in. Just grab the feeds and throw them in there.
Yeah.
That way you can just copy paste, put it in, and there it goes.
But make sure you're not solving a problem that was created because your construct wasn't right to begin with. You know what I mean? Think about, should the content live where I'm thinking of putting it? Because really think about it, right? You put content into two separate blogs, now you're like, well, geez, I got to pull the content back into a widget. Should they have been constructed that way in the first place? Was it necessary? Could have been just two categories in one blog.
Because technically, some of the challenges are that when you have multiple blogs, and this is kind of the nerd answer, so bear with it, but when you have, so just one blog on one thing, you're loading the whole WordPress environment, doing all the technical side of it. If you want to pull blog posts from 5 or 10 different blogs, to grab all of those posts means that you're switching to that blog, grabbing those posts, bring them in, switch to the next blog, load the whole environment, all behind the scenes, grab that information, pull it in. So unless you use like a feed or you use something that is kind of built to not have to go through all that motion, it can kind of be a drag, you know, to try and do some of those things. So it's kind of one of those things that you really have to try and pay attention a little bit, because you can bring the whole website to a screeching halt like pretty quick if you're just pulling 100 queries into all these databases and bring them back in. It turns into a nightmare sometimes. So
Let me show you real quick before I go on. Is that, and this may scare a beginner, but this is really low-level stuff. But it's some it, we put into the category of little tweaks that change the way the site level of activity is created. We added a placeholder tag for replies onto every post because we found post, you know, the forum postings started getting long and there were lots of them. And people, when someone would put in a post like this, which is awesome, everybody would forget to go down here to reply. They wouldn't think of it. It's not on their screen. You know, not everybody has a 30-inch cinema display. So we added this just to the template very quickly. Poof. And engagement off the roof. Boom. Once again, those little things. You can do that or have someone help you do it. It's not something that he needs to be bothered with, per se. This is in your domain to do. Think about how those things make your site go. Yeah.
So it's just part of the display template?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's, so as you see me hover over this down there in the bottom left, right there. My reply. It's a placeholder. Easy. Style it up.
People like that.
And because, you know, they see the word reply and they click on it and they're like, oh, and they just start. That's it. That's all they care about.
So is there a place now on the BuddyPress site for ideas like that that other people wouldn't otherwise hear about because they're in your private?
Oh, it's funny you say that. I'm going to talk to him. I literally, you're going to laugh, and I don't know what to do with this, but I literally was sitting in the unconference put together that we had this morning and saw if it was available and literally registered bpuser.com. I couldn't believe it was available, but BP, everybody knows what BP is in our community, right? So BP user, and I'm thinking, depending on where the buddypress.org, if it starts moving towards the developer site, so to speak, making, I don't know, either we create a group inside buddypress.org for usability and how, you know, that kind of stuff, or we have this domain. But yeah, there should be something that is not for developers, that is for people that want to use it to tweak it, you know, the lower level kind of stuff, but the more, you know, familial things. Yeah, we should have a group doing it. It should be discussed. Absolutely.
And I think that, like, on top of that is, like, the buddypress.org forums. I mean, we're on them constantly. And it is a growing community, but we use the community's feedback to grow the platform all the time. So if there is a suggestion, if you have a concern, if you say, you know what, maybe this could be, this is my whatever, you let us know or make a post or if you're...
This reply idea might work its way into the main setup.
If it works and it's convenient and everybody seems to say, yeah, that's a go, then we'll, you know, throw it in there. Because it just, everybody agrees, you know, it's kind of a... It is a community thing, and that's like the beauty of GPL, like the open source model, is you can jump in. If you want to help, you got something to say, then do it. Jump in, and there's nothing stopping.
Do you have a pet project that motivates you to be part of this, that, in the same way that he does?
It's called BuddyPress.
Yeah.
but I mean, do you run a community? I mean, what got you?
Long story short is nothing else. There's nothing else like it. There just isn't anything out there that does what this does.
Mm-hmm.
And when you look at other software that's there, it's a compromise. You've got bits and pieces of ways to try to make stuff work,
mm-hmm.
and BuddyPress just does all of it. So even from the way that I found it, I guess, is, well, having used other software and found that it didn't do what I wanted it to do, and seeing ways that this could just advance and very quickly advance. And that's what, I mean, kind of like what I just said, was found myself with some spare time and contribute. Start saying, like, here's a bug, I'll fix it. Here's something that needs to get changed a little bit, I can find it and patch it. And just a couple every day, do a couple of things, give some feedback, help some people out, then kind of ended up to work out good. So.
I'll throw some out there for young, new folks who also feel better about as well. You may or not, Andy and JJ will recognize this. We have a theme that we're working on, which doesn't look anything like BuddyPress. But this theme is what's live right now for the time being. And all this is I took West Point's colors and skinned the BuddyPress theme so it would be like semi-familiar to them, leave it at that. The new theme, because we waited till the parent-child theme structure came out and all that, it looks like nothing. But it's all geared towards the lessons we've learned in the last 6 months of usage. And everything, but you can go in and do a quick skin if you want, and then because we're building components and trying to figure out what's going to work before we prettify everything, if you will. So yeah, this is just a colored skin. Yeah.
I'm confused.
That's okay.
No worries.
I have a blog. Like I said, and when I came, I was thinking I was going to, at some point, make it a multi-user blog. And because BuddyPress wasn't like final or wasn't out, someone said they're merging something or whatever. Now I'm like, I don't know what to do. BuddyPress works with multi-user as a
plugin.
Okay, that's the word I'm looking for. Okay, because yep. I was like, is it something totally different? But it's not totally different.
Nope.
It's
just a plug. It's just a plug-in on top of WPMU.
And then it's a plug-in that comes with some themes. And the theme is ultimately this.
Okay. So I would go get my site transferred to multi-user. And I'm thinking, like, all these features are nice, but I don't want to do those right now.
Sure. You don't have to.
But some of them, like I said, the community input thing, I could just implement that one thing.
Yes.
And forget about all this other stuff.
And even with, like, BuddyPress, since it is plug-in with several components, so if you don't want your users to add each other as friends, turn it off. If you don't want them to private message each other, turn it off. If you don't want them to have groups, don't even let them create a group. Turn it off. There's just an admin panel, an option, off.
Save it's them, like, when you were saying about moderating, I'm like, that, if I let everybody do all this stuff, I have to pay attention to it when I need to focus on the other part.
There's two kinds of moderating to consider in community land. There's moderating what people can do to create components and modify components and the permissioning that goes along with that. And then there's moderating the content that they create.
Well, keep, I'm concerned about the content.
Keep that
so,
two separate.
Because I want to build, like, if I kind of shape what I want, and then people will say, okay, either this is the place for this, and this is what I want. Mm-hmm. But if I, like, let it be a free-for-all, I don't know
right.
what it might turn into. And that's where, like, in my looking at other online communities, I see that sometimes where it's not tightly focused in the beginning, people kind of turn into something else.
Well, the thing with, like, multi-user, think of, like, to what you said is that, like the merger, the difference between like single user WordPress or multi-user WordPress, and what's gonna happen, blah, blah, blah. Number one, I don't think it's anything that anybody needs to worry about. So it's not gonna be this drastic change where everything's gonna disappear and you're gonna have to go through this whole process. You can use WordPress MU and still only have one blog.
Well, that's what I just realized today. I'm gonna do that.
Yep.
And then the changes, whatever happens, I hopefully won't notice it.
Exactly. I mean, you can just use BuddyPress as like a community layer, you know, to give people an avatar they can upload, to give them some profile fields they can fill in. So now they can join your blog or join your community, and you decide what it is, how they're going to talk to each other, and how that whole thing's going to interact based on what your needs are for your own, you know, website. I mean, that's what I think a lot of people started out with is, you don't want to just have a free-for-all where you've got people signing up and creating groups about puppies and Ferraris and random bicycling, and it doesn't make any sense. It's irrelevant. So you kind of wait until people have a need, and then you open it up a little bit.
Just remember, though, evaluate every tool. Facebook Connect, another example. This is like I said, the C-SPAN model for us. It's a bit of a walled garden. People are okay with it being public, but they also kind of expressed feedback. They didn't want everything they did sent out to the four winds, onto Facebook, etc. So the convenience of the Facebook Connect was outweighed by the fact that we don't want to throw everything out of the wall. If you want to see what's going on, come look. So we don't use Facebook Connect. We make people go through. Because think about it as well. Facebook Connect, it doesn't have their class year and their cadet company. I have specific fields that are required to be a part of this community. So, you know, on the other hand, if you have a site that's more open, but it's just kind of like an aggregation of a Venn diagram of topics, then maybe Face Connect's perfect for you. You have to go through that process before you slap it up, because then you're going to slap it up and get behaviors that you might not have thought about. You know, and then what do you do?
Yeah, I think it's to respond to you. Like you said, it's important to know, like, what your audience is, what is it that you want to create, because, you know, BuddyPress might be a little overkill. I think you mentioned you wanted like a create some sort of board where people can, you know, start conversations and join in. And for that, I mean, BBPress might be, you know, all you need, which is, based on WordPress, but it's strictly for like a bulletin board.
Well, what I want, I started out with a local, it's going to be like a local newspaper, where I do hyper-local stories, whatever. And people from the community send me so much stuff. Some of it, it's not relevant, but it should, other shit is not relevant. I place certain things, certain topics as a low priority. And if I had all the time in the world, I'd put it all out. But since I can't do it all, I want to create a way where they can do all that stuff. And then I would do like the original reporting stuff and, you know, get people to focus on issues with higher priority.
So they're submitting like story ideas or like actual posts?
Well, like they email me all types of information. Put this on your blog, you know, and it's like some of the stuff I do, some of it I don't. Right now on Twitter, you know, it's like, I don't know, 7,000 or 8,000 people. They send me all this stuff. Can you retweet this? Can you do this? Can you do that? And it's like, I don't have time to do all that. I want to make it where they can communicate with each other or they can put up whatever and people can, you know, go look at it. And
it depends on what level of like moderation that you want to have, because if you wanted to integrate and Andy built a Twitter plugin live yesterday for BuddyPress, so you can import all your tweets right into your BuddyPress. So like if you wanted to just bring the two together and just have all the people that tweet you or at you show up on your website, you don't even have to try and make a blog post for it. They just say, hey, retweet this. Now it's not on your Twitter, but it's on your website.
Of course, you open it up to content issues that you may not approve of. But hey, there's a guy that, I don't remember, anybody remember the guy who runs the Hyperlocal New Jersey site? He's at the conference.
Yeah, I saw it yesterday.
Look what he's done. See how he's doing it.
Well, basically, in my head, with the traditional WordPress blog, I would want to do everything, my own categories, and just, like I said, make one category for community, whatever. And then all the emails that people send me, they could post. But then it's like, I'll use an example. Someone is looking for mentors, like mentor kids in the community, and she repeatedly sends me stuff. So originally, I was going to make her like a community partner or something, sure, and say, put up whatever you want, whenever you want. Like, I was going to approve people with my solo WordPress installation, but now even that's time consuming, you know. But if I could make it public where anybody could sign up and I would moderate, like the guy from New Jersey, he said at some point you still have to moderate.
Yeah, absolutely. BuddyPress is pretty well suited for what you're trying to do, and you just tweak it with permissioning as necessary.
And you can make another blog, and then you could put 4 or 5 people on that blog, you can put them as contributors, and then you can moderate what they say. If you really want it to do that, you can. It just depends on how much time you want to spend doing it. Because if someone you trust, then make them an editor. And then that person now can contribute for you. And they can take over the task, and they can do most of that stuff. You trust them, you know?
The one thing I would want to do is that I learn people don't get tagging and like categorizing and all that stuff. I would want, that's the only thing that I think I want to, like, and I tweak titles. Like, right now I have writers, you know, work with me, but I know more SEO. Sure. They don't know that kind of stuff. So for the important stuff, you know, I tweak it and then press publish.
Well, the word tag, it's too, like, ambiguous. And with like, WordPress 2.5, I don't remember what they did, but you can start your own, you can have your own tag cloud. You can call it whatever you want. So you can have one cloud called location or city. You can have another cloud that's called time. You can have all these different ways that don't just mean tag, but you still use it like a tag. So you can click on
them on other sites, but I don't know how that's worked. You know,
it's one line of code, put it in there, and there it is.
You have a question?
I just wanted to bring up forums. We have
forums. Yes.
So in the groups, you have a group created. I know you don't necessarily have to have forums, but for them to be able to post in the way that you're talking about here, they obviously then you need to have the BBPress activated, or
yep,
is that the group walk? So let's say I belong to the film group.
Yep.
If somebody decides just to browse the forums, because I don't know, I haven't seen it in action because I haven't put it in, can anyone outside of the group also post?
Depends on the privacy options you select.
Okay. Can you just show me what the forums look like?
These are our forums.
Okay.
These are some of the
so
popular
it's not
ones.
Traditional, you know, line. This is
well,
the way the forums display.
To its credit, and one of my favorite things is that BuddyPress takes, you know, BB Press in its native format is the 20-year-old forum-looking bulletin board.
Right.
Which is obviously, it's been around for a long time because it works, and people are very used to that, and that's okay. But it starts to go beyond what it really can do, et cetera. So BuddyPress actually, I think, does a great job in turning that a little bit on its head. So let's go into a group, all right? And, of course, the group has the forum, and here are these active, you know, in BuddyPress format, you know, which is obviously a modification of the BBPress. But 1.1 introduced a forums menu, higher-level menu, which kind of does some featuring. I haven't even tweaked this because I kind of don't need to.
Mm-hmm.
And if you notice, this has a little bit more of a prettied up Buddy BB Press look to it.
But
okay?
It's more of the traditional.
Yeah,
type.
People still like it. Now, you know what we get? We get half the crowd hangs out in the group
mm-hmm.
and interacts in the forum that way because they like it. And then we get some old schoolers who were like complaining, where did the old bulletin board
right.
thing go? And hey, you're going to get that. And they keep coming to here to do their interaction.
So on the group, the forum posts just basically display almost like blog posts. In
well, here, I'll tell you. Let's go into the teachers group. And, you know.
Right.
Here's a topic.
Right.
Here are the conversations. And boom.
That's where you put in your own tweet for those little blog posts.
Yes, yes,
okay.
I did.
Right.
And because it is a theme,
yeah.
If you want to spend some time to make it look more like a traditional bulletin board, you know, I mean, it's not any different than making like a WordPress theme.
I didn't really want to, but seeing how it works here, I think it might be useful,
mm-hmm.
especially since we're trying to transition from a traditional forum,
right.
and we were thinking about keeping that
mm-hmm.
and adding this, but then they're jumping from one
right.
area to another. So.
Well, and this is the, you know, like, and we get that a lot. You know, when people talk about how forums work and what your expectations are and how they're linked to groups, and it's not like a traditional bulletin board kind of look or feel, you know, it's your basic feedback that we hear all the time. If you really wanted it that way, like a traditional bulletin board setup, you could do it. You know, I mean, you could spend the time or you could have it set up that way. I mean, WordPress.org has a traditional forum. BBPress.org looks like a forum. There's still WordPress integrated
right.
with it, but it looks the part.
Right.
So it is possible to do those things.
Mm-hmm.
But for BuddyPress to encompass it and attach it to something that is user-centric, putting it in a group is just putting a forum in another box. It doesn't matter where it takes you in the URL. It doesn't matter what you call it. What matters is that your users understand it. And you can theme it if it doesn't fit it. You just have to spend some time to make it look the part. So if you want your categorized left to right, top to down, like table, I mean, everything exists to pull that in and make it happen. The BuddyPress is the core of it. You know, when you open the box, everything's, like I said, it's kind of on an even keel. Forums are another thing of groups, are another thing of status updates, and activity feed, they're just straight across the board.
So out of the box, it looks the way you just
yeah.
displayed it. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to say the BuddyPress forums are awesome. So if anyone has any questions,
they
can speak up. The BuddyPress forums are awesome for a lot of these questions because they've been bugging everyone.
I think the groups are what's going to explode in the next 6 months to a year, and with a group of, extension API and the things that are going to be built with it. And the reason I think that is because this is a site for West Pointers. Okay, great. But groups are contextually related, topically centered things. That's why they were pulled in, correct me if I'm wrong, guys, but that's why they were pulled into the groups in the first place, because a BBPress install has forums, which are kind of like topics. But they're just all there, and you got to go searching through it and find it. But here, top group right there. It's funny. I just refreshed, and this popped to the top. So somebody who's an armor officer just did something, and it's a concept. I was an engineer. I'm not a member of this group. I'm, you know, because I don't care about that topic nearly as much. And there's so many things. We're going to have things like, you know, pictures that are associated with the group, but then are uploaded by various members who are members of other groups, you know, and it's got some really cool group events, group blog posts, which is a concept that is still... We've got some folks, the form is great, but then you've got guys who are like, I really want to write a thought piece for the group. How do I do that? Because right now I just have to write a really long forum post, and it doesn't quite fit that mold. So, you know, but the good thing is they want to hang out in the group that they care about, or various groups.
And that's better than actually having them have a blog that's separate from the group, because you're saying... Like with Poop Deck, everyone's...
Yeah, Poop Deck has a focus that has nothing to do with groups.
But I'm just talking about in general, so rather than have the group have a blog that they all belong to, this way they...
They're not going to... Think about it this way. They're not going to know that they even belong to the blog. Mm-hmm. I want it to be so that, like I said, think about it what you kind of want them to be able to do. I didn't say I want them to write blog posts. I want them to be able to write a more thoughtful piece that's too much for a forum posting. Mm-hmm. We're going to use the vehicle of a blog post in order to do that. We'll probably pull the entry interface into the front end so that they don't go somewhere else, and you know they'll know where to go.
And I think that like the long-term like vision of something like BB Press, because even BB Press does not necessarily look like your typical forum. Forums are very categorical. I go into this category, and now I know that these things mean this thing. But when you look at like BB Press right out of the box, you have a bunch of topics on the top.
See, I've never used it. We're using
So even BB Press focuses like less on where you are, but more on what you are talking about. And like the way that Buddy Press uses that idea is if there is a topic, you can see what group it's part of, but if you're not in that group, and it's an open group, and it's still something you want to talk about, if you go into that topic, and you make posts, and you reply, you're going to join that group automatically. So what that means is, using the group's functionality, now you start to get tied into who on your website is interested in the things that you are too. So now you can start relating some of that data in a real way. Because I would have never, I mean, what happens with forums if you have 50 forums? A lot of people just live in that one. You know, like I'm interested in puppies. I'm going to stay in the puppies forum. Maybe I don't have anything else that's going on there, but now I see a post that's about something else that I would have never thought to look in because I live in puppies. You know, it's where I talk about it. So now I see that post and I meet other people on this website that are into other things I would have never looked for before. So it's a way to try to tie everything in and let people start finding people that they wouldn't have otherwise found.
Here's something that doesn't happen on Buddy, but like the community that we have. I can't speak for the whole Buddy Press installed. Aren't you Mac users familiar with Handbrake? Right?
Yeah.
It's the video encoding. It's great. It's for ripping and stealing DVDs.
Very great.
Did I say that? Can you edit that?
What?
What would I say?
Fair use.
Fair use. The DVDs that I own. There's a support forum on the Handbrake website.
Stealing your own DVDs from yourself.
Jack Valenti would argue with that.
That's right. There's a forum on their support forum. Very active and very useful. There's a thread that's 2 years old. It just lives and goes on and on. It's got 99 pages, and it's probably covered 26 different topics. And I think that's a tragic evolution of the use of that kind of construct. And it never happens on up with us. It's amazing. When people want to take a conversation in a different direction, whatever, they seem to always be posting new topics because it's laid out differently for them and it just seems logical because it's all right there and they're like, why would I start talking about this when I'm in this, you know what I mean? It just, I don't know why it never happens, but that never happens. So that we keep getting new topics created or they go to the group where it makes more sense and then they create one. And the more you make it easy for them to do, you'll find that those solutions get found, interestingly.
How much does email integration of email notifications of things happening? How do you deal with that?
Well, we wrote a plugin and then integrated some of our stuff into Boone's plugin, which is better because it gives more control for email notifications for forum postings and control of that. And to me, that was the best thing we ever did for the site. because nobody was interacting unless they came back to the site to see what was new. And that's just not a behavior you can get people to do.
It's opt-in. It's basically opt-in.
Well, yeah, we default everybody. They're signed up. No, it's opt-out, actually.
It's opt-out.
Yeah, because if you ask people, they get scared. So it's better to just, you know, look, if you join the group, then you clearly care about the group. So you're going to be notified when forum postings are happening. If you kind of just say, I don't want that anymore, then turn it off. But they won't think to opt in on their own. So we opted in for them. And people are the only problem that we actually have, which we've semi-solved, is that guys in the class of 65-ish and earlier, i.e. the older guys, they keep replying to the emails because that's all they know. And I get them as admin. So then we change the text to be like, dude, don't reply to this. This is a drop copy. But they don't get the Facebook model and all that. I mean, maybe one day you'll be able to reply and it'll cruise on into as a forum posting reply, which would be awesome, but that's easier said than done.
Actually, you know how Disqus works?
Yes.
Could you use Disqus with this?
The model is not applicable, either that or it's a WordPress component.
It'd be like plug-in territory.
What's the WordPress comment? Yeah. Discuss.
Intense debate. Well, either one of them.
We don't want our comments going out to the world in the sense of existing on other systems. We don't mind that they're public in our wall, but we contain them. So therefore, Discuss
somebody could just forward that email.
Well, it's not so much forwarding as that it just, you know, when Discuss is a great thing when you want it to just touch as many spots as you can around the world. We are okay with it being public, but you got to come to our world to look at them. So that's what we choose.
I was thinking about the people replying using that reply feature.
You know, I wish we could do that, but we're not going to use Discuss in order to get that. So.
Could you just go back into the group thing so we can just see what all the options are in a group?
Options as a user or options as an admin?
Options as a user, yeah.
Which options are you kind of referring to?
Activity, profile, blog.
Oh, right.
What is Wire?
Wire is the best way to think of it. It's kind of like the Facebook wall. It's to be, and Andy spoke of this yesterday, where they're talking, you know, the merging of concepts, et cetera, is happening, which is a good thing because the wall is a place to shout out. The Wire is a place to shout out. I get some people make put messages on people's walls that the Wires that they thought were private messages because they didn't quite get it. And it's not a threaded conversation just yet. So if you try to start a conversation on the Wire, it'll die on the vine. I don't dislike it, but it's kind of like it's searching for a meaning, right?
You know,
is it like a Facebook news feed?
It's like the wall.
You know what?
It's like someone's wall.
The best way to like currently describe the Wire is it's kind of just like a guest book.
Yeah.
If you remember like what a guest book was, where you just have a place. Post something and there it is. That's the best way to start.
Hi everybody, I'm here. What's new, 87?
So that's...
It doesn't get used much.
But when there are plans for the Wire and some other things to get a little bit of a facelift, so, I mean, I think that now it is just a placeholder and things will come together in a couple of months and things will start to integrate and make a little bit more sense for that. But right now it's... Just a sounding board.
Could it be kind of like a status update for the group?
Well, it could be. There is like for the group, if you go to the admin, there is like description and news, you know, so you could put your status, you know, as news. And you could use it for something like that too, if all of your group members have access to, if you want them to have that Wire ability to do that. So you could, but I would use the news because that you're the group admin, so you determine what the status of that group is. You know, instead of all of your 100 members saying, "Here's a new thing," the Wire is more or less just like open discussion. You know, because the Wire looks like the forum, it's just a top-down discussion, it almost is like a topic of the forum. It's really how you would use it, but
As a user, if you log in, do you see the wires from your from each of your groups that you're a member of?
Every time, yeah, exactly. Well, no, not in like a central place.
An individual homepage as a user?
Right. Well, no, not like...
We've thought about, actually, you could, template that out on your own pretty easily. We've thought about something along those lines. There's things that I've done, which is already there. It's like your own personal activity. So I can click on that and see all that. But then there's the concept of things that are occurring in all the places that I joined and care about.
Right.
That doesn't exist, but it could. Mm-hmm. Not that difficult.
The activity stream is where everything kind of comes together, where all of your group-related activity, all of your related activity, your friend's activity, and they add somebody as a friend, you can look at their activity and see what they did. If there's a new group forum post or a new group wire post, then you can go and see group activity. But you're right, there isn't a place to say, here are my 11 groups, and here's what's happened in all of them at the same time. You know? So.
But the concept is a lot of merit, probably. Yeah.
I have two questions. On the email notification of the group postings, can people get them as a digest or as individuals? Is that an option?
It's not an option in the plugin, and we've debated heavily on whether we should do that, because the concept of a digest is great, but it tends to have the behavior of pulling people away from your site. And I'm not trying to be, well, because it means that you don't have to go back.
Unless you want to reply.
Yeah, unless you want to reply. I don't know, there's pros and cons.
Okay. And the second question is there any concept of incorporating other kinds of group activity besides events and talking, which is basically what this is, such as free cycle, where people are sharing, exchanging goods for free, that they want to, somebody wants to get rid of something, somebody else wants it, or sharing housing, those kinds of more...
That has to be built. And we're working on two concepts. And I would throw this out there as if you have a community that's niche by definition, they're closer than a Facebook community of 130
exactly.
million people. Okay, so there's a trust level that exists, and the more tightly knit your community is, the higher the trust level. So ours is high already, as you can imagine. We had a guy who's a published author, a prolific author, class 58, came up with the idea. He said, "I'd like to offer mentorship on how to get yourself published to other grads. That's it. I don't want to offer it up to the world, but just grads." And so we're actually constructing a mentor-mentee board, which is a way to offer your mentorship and then seek mentorship within the site. It's kind of like job postings, but it's not really. That's an example.
And you'll hide that essentially then.
Pardon me?
And you'll essentially hide that then. It'll be more of a hidden thing.
Yeah, well,
not the
hidden
same model.
The question is that should the fact that Jim wants to be an author mentor to somebody, is the fact that he wants to do that a private thing to the rest of the world? Clearly the rest of the world can't take him up on it. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah, but they can pester him and bother him.
How are they going to pester him and bother him? You can't contact any of our members if you're a non-member. There's nothing you can do. All you can do is see right now, like I said, it's C-SPAN.
Yeah.
You can't go talk to the senator. You just get to stand back and watch him.
You know, get people's names, and you can figure out somebody's email frequently from their name. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah. I guess that possibility exists, but we've taken that small risk.
No, okay, if your community is accepting of it, that's great.
And the future part of BuddyPress really is going to involve a little bit more like privacy control, and that comes up like to the point of that it's kind of open at this point.
Mm-hmm.
You're friends or you're not, or you're in a group or you're not. But it doesn't mean that you can't see what I have in my profile. If I put it in there, you can. There it is. You got it. That's it. It isn't like Facebook where I can say I only want my friends to see this, and I want everyone to see this, and you can't fine grain.
Although we may make the mentor board
that
private.
To you guys?
That's something that's coming.
We could easily put that behind the wall.
Be like a core element.
Awesome. Yeah, because I can see the one of the things that I'm thinking about is having essentially the membership directory be either you get a choice of being in the public membership directory, but once you start posting, you're a public person,
right.
So that people could be kind of
exactly.
Anyways.
So like to the
that'd
two points.
That'd be very interesting.
The two points are, and I'll go back to yours right away, is that from the developer side of this is the groups component. does have a layer in the middle of it of code that allows developers to tap into it pretty quickly and pretty easily. So if you did want to have a group of users and they want to have like a classify so that they can put stuff up there and then I want it, we're good. If somebody wants to spend a couple of hours to make a plugin or a component that's just for groups that can get in the middle of there and introduce that, you can do that with relative ease from a developer's perspective. And then to yours is, like when you install BuddyPress and you turn it on and there it is, it's a lot like WordPress. It's like your WordPress theme isn't the theme you're going to use, that blue, you know, the
sure.
You always change it.
Sure.
But it does show you the basics of what it can do. So, you know, you have all of your functions are there, your threaded comments if you want to turn them on, you've got pages and categories and widgets, you have all those things, but you don't use that theme, you go to something else. So for a theme author, you start with what you see, and then you tweak and you fix. So that's what comes with BuddyPress, is the same concept, is the theme is designed to give you all of the functions and the codes and the things and the places where you would want to start, and then you figure out what that means, and you put it where you want. So the basic function of it is you have a members directory. Maybe you don't even want a members directory. Maybe you don't want anyone to see a list of your 150 users that are there. You want to have them find each other naturally through discussion or whatever else. Maybe you don't need to have people find, if you don't know the person, you're not going to search for John because you don't know me yet. Why would you search for my name? Maybe it's irrelevant to your user base. You find where it is in that template, delete the code, and if you really want to have your own thing, you shape it, you mold it, you fix it, just like you would with WordPress,
Great. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Is there going to be any kind of chat or conferencing component?
There is a live chat plugin that somebody else has developed currently that kind of works a lot like your typical Facebook bottom pops up and you can talk kind of thing. But the thing is that it's always on. It's like it's an intense plugin.
Yeah.
They always have running on everything.
Guys, I have to go. I'm sorry. I didn't realize I agreed to meet somebody at 11:45.
What's your name?
Mike Pratt, and I'm on BuddyPress.org. And
thank you.
Thank you.
Good luck with everything.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you.